is the Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
With Cecil G. Thomas, yes, correct, that is moi. And I've got a special guest in the building today. It is VAR You Serious, brought to you by FUBAR Radio. Of course, we've got Kim Kafari in the place. Kim Kafari.
Yeah, you can pronounce my name properly if you want at some point.
Yeah, I'd always do this wrong.
Yeah, no, it's okay though, don't worry about it. We've only been working
just
for about a year.
Yeah, just when we're kind of best mates from that.
He's trolling.
Qatari?
Correct.
Yeah, Kafari.
It is spelled Qatari, so I get it.
But it is
Qatari, unfortunately.
Qatari actually is...
Kim Qatari is a sick name.
That is good.
It sounds better.
Actually, Kim K. You've got a pretty good...
Yeah.
We've actually got some decent names in the building.
Well, I guess I don't really know who they're listening to right now. But he's returning back. He's a good friend of all of us. Was all out of the World Cup as well, which we're going to talk about. We had a lovely summer. Maz.
Yes, boys.
I saved the last name because...
Yeah, you can't say it.
Mirzadeh. Oh, that's good as well.
Maz Mirzadeh. Mazdak Michael Mirzadeh. Triple M.
Mazdak.
It's like an Iranian god. I don't want to.
Mazdak.
You speak Farsi as well?
I speak Farsi, yeah.
Mazdak.
Dak.
Yeah.
Nice. Triple M, mate. Eminem. Some people call me Eminem.
Eminem.
Yeah, Zayn Malik sometimes.
No, Michael sort of ruined
it. Oh, no. So Michael is basically, I was born in Sweden and I had to have a Swedish middle name.
So is it M-I-K-A-E-L?
Yeah, like Michael. Michael Jackson, yeah.
No,
wait, what?
No. No, because the Swedish name would be Mikael.
Yeah, so it's Mikael.
Yeah.
But it's spelt Michael.
But with a C-H.
Yeah.
That's crazy, you see? You learn something new every day.
There you go. Every day's a school day, mate.
And not on your name.
Cecil G. Thomas, but not a G.
What, the G, J-E-E, yeah. Is that your mum's surname?
No, it's just my mum went, that sounds cool.
That is cool, to be fair.
And I went with it, yeah.
So it's not G-Thomas?
No, it's... On my passport, though, it says... My last name, it's G. Thomas.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What's that wrong?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be my middle... I don't know.
Well, double-barreled or no?
Well, I don't know.
What does it say on your passport?
Maybe it says on my given name, Cecil G, actually, there. Cecil
yeah,
G.
Okay, so that's
and then last
name
is Thomas, yeah.
That's great crazy collection of names.
Yeah, Cecil finds out his real name at
alive.
The age 31 or something.
30.
The age 32.
25. I am 20. Everyone listen,
he's
I'm 25.
He's never beat the allegations. Yeah,
25. I can't wait to be 30. Geez, 5 years away. I can't wait. My
me
back.
Me neither, man.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be 30.
I know.
Long way, though, for us. Yeah, for me, anyway. Long old time.
I'm the same, man. Next World Cup be 29. Wow, we've got so much youth left.
So much youth.
Anyway.
Sky Sports are listening. Got so much youth left. It's crazy.
Come on, Skibbity D and all them things and all the kids stuff, what they say now and all that
6'7
stuff.
6'7 and all
yeah, look,
that.
Yeah. Look Maxin. Yeah, like look Maxin. Yeah, look Maxin.
Look Maxin and.
Yeah, all of that.
Chisel my jaw.
What do they do? They do
6'7.
6'7. Anyway, back to the reality. Back to football, back to talk. Maz.
Yes.
Welcome back, actually.
Thank you.
It's always good to have you on the show. Let me just quickly weekend catch up. Anyone? What happened? Weekend, talk to me, anything nice?
We went to the movies, didn't we? You watched
the
movies.
Oh, you two are,
not together, not together, not together.
But by the way, I was about to lose it.
Hold on, by the way.
Out of order.
By the way, we would.
Yeah.
Oh, so without me?
Oh, I'm just sort of looking at it, I'm just thinking, I'm not sure.
You've got a busy schedule, that's what it is.
I'm not sure who I'm closer to out of you two.
Ouch.
I'm not sure I'm closer to. I mean, I spent more time with you.
That's correct.
But I prefer Maz, so it's like... It's a different
quality time.
It's a different
quality.
We're having friendship relationship therapy on the show live.
No, I love you both. But I did go and see Odyssey 9:30 on Sunday morning.
That's mad.
Cinema was absolutely packed.
At 9:30?
Yeah, went
where
in
are you going, bruv? Was it an event?
Yeah, croissants and coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I had a bacon sausage egg bar.
In the film?
And a coffee in the film. It was sick.
Where are you? Have you got your own private cinema? Where is this?
No, Islington.
The Views.
The Emacs.
Emacs.
I went Eastern European for a second.
The Emacs is so fresh, by the way. Hey, I went to go to the Emacs. Big screen.
It's because there's an Iranian in the building. Went back to my roots. I went to the IMAX. Sick. Odyssey, one of the best films I've ever seen, bro.
And I watched The Invite. Great film.
The Invite.
Yeah.
Oh, Seth Rogen. What is that about?
Basically, it gets all a bit freaky. Don't know if it's PG. I don't know if it's a good time.
Bit of relationship stuff.
Yeah. It's all set in one room. It's pretty sick, though. Proper sick. I'd highly recommend. Really good film.
The Invite.
Very funny.
Did they start Seth Rogen. Each other?
Do they start what, sorry?
Do they start having sexual intercourse?
No, sexual intercourse. No, it's about to get there, and then
things
go down. Basically, it's about this couple that are doing it upstairs. They can hear it, and then they come downstairs and they want to get it into a foursome.
Okay, I need to watch that. I like sexual permission.
Educational.
Sex ed. Films.
Yes.
Because Obsession, I need to watch.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
Some people are saying that. You've seen it?
Unbelievable.
Someone's saying the best film of the year. The return for how much they made it from 750,000. Yeah. They made crazy millions. It's the biggest gulf in what they made Production, it for to what they've, yeah, what they've hit.
You know,
in
he's
the box
25,
office.
The director. He's actually 25 as well.
What do you mean?
No, sorry, I mean like us two. I'm saying like me and you.
Yeah, okay, we're 26.
He's also 25.
Yeah, he's 26.
No, but that is crazy, isn't it? 25 years old and he's made a film like that. That's just insane.
Yeah, because Get Out was I think it was up there in the top three of like the paying for a film and getting a box office, the gap between it. But yeah, now that is the Obsession is
horror films are never good films, have you noticed?
I hate
very very rarely are they actually a good film. Like Get Out is an amazing film. Crazy. Hereditary is an amazing film.
Paranormal Activity, when first come out,
yeah, but they're never like good though, are they? The acting's usually like pretty wooden, yeah, and like they'll just scare you, which is what
I think, because I would like to say it's like an indie film, right? Yeah, and I feel the actors are like they're hungry. So yeah, they're good. Like the main character, I can't remember the woman's name, but she's unreal in it.
Yeah.
She plays the character so well. Yeah, but like it's crazy because you can imagine that happening in real life.
Yeah,
like, do you know what I mean? Like you can imagine that kind of crazy is out there. That crazy is out there somewhere. And I do not want a part of it because it is wild.
Some women in the past, yeah. Yeah, some similar traits.
Not on that level, because she goes nuts in that.
Oh, I haven't seen them all. I'm gonna watch it this week. I'm gonna watch
one girl I was thinking about last night, sorry, really irrelevant.
Go on.
She was so mad that she slammed the door on my cat in Australia. And sat in the middle of the road screaming at me because one of my housemates had a conversation about another girl who once came and viewed our flat.
Okay.
So she's mental, right?
That's
and this film, that is actually probably quite true to life. Because that is crazy, right?
That is crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Poor cat.
Yeah, cat.
And
you? Cat then ran away after like a week. Yeah, it's called Boris.
PTSD,
I think it's dead now.
RIP Boris.
Sorry, I just had to bring that there.
What a tangent that is.
Yeah, I think I saw Toy Story. I saw the new Toy Story and then I...
No, sorry. That's not where I wanted this conversation
sorry,
to go.
Yeah, I'm trying
craziest,
to give you...
Craziest thing that's ever happened to you in a relationship, please.
Oh, wow. That's a big question.
This is a truth box sort of question, I'll be honest.
Look at his nose.
Yeah, I'm just checking.
His nose. Can we move on to Johnson? Yeah. What about Vinicius to Arsenal? No, sorry, we've gone
down
this
road. That's coming up, people. That is coming up.
We've gone down this road.
Oh my God, I don't know, was a footballer, a girl stabbed condoms and gave it to me to try
what?
And have kids.
Yeah, right.
I found out after by putting it in water and it was mad. It was pissed.
I thought you were about to say you found out when she told you she was pregnant.
Whoa. That would have been crazy. Well, I'm a double dad. There's a kid somewhere.
Yeah, that would have been crazy. That is wild.
So we've got door slamming on cats sitting in the middle of the road crying.
Pierce condoms. To try my baby.
I've been lucky, bro. I haven't had anything.
It's coming.
I haven't had anything. Yeah. Give it a couple more years.
It's coming. Maz is very.
Tim, if you're watching, please do not pierce the condoms.
He's on a successful path. Just quickly, obviously, Brand New Day. I don't know, I'm in the film mood right now. Spider-Man Brand New Day comes out 29th. I will be there on release date. Basically doing what you're doing. I'll be there nice and early and watching all that. One thing I just have to mention, I kind of went on this tangent because David Johnson, friend of mine, forgive me, let's talk about my contact book. Here's the new Black Panther.
Yeah, I saw that.
Got announced this week. I've been sharing it all over. Good friend of mine. We used to go out together as friends. We've got like a little actor circle. Mental. Mm. He's going to be the new Black Panther. The prince. He's T'Challa's the prince. So, but he's going to be, he's going to be the new Black Panther. So, congratulations.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make that.
Are we going to get invited to the premiere then?
Ooh.
The things I do for you. Sorting out the technology.
I like Kim's thought process. He said, that's his mate. Right. That means there'll be a premiere somewhere. We can see what we can do.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
We'll see what we can do.
Are you getting invited, yeah?
Well, I'll see if I can get there, but I might not even get invited.
Yeah, you might not get invited.
Yeah, he's not invited. Yeah, yeah, I guess I'm probably not making the call.
I mean, I think there's closer friends to him who he might invite, but hey, who knows? I'm there shouting about him.
I forget you have a theatrical background.
Yeah, come on. Went to acting school and that, and performing arts school, and I was actually with some actors this week. Well. Come on. Actually, last, another big invite, which I might be able to sort you out with, PFA Awards.
Ooh.
That would be great.
August, been confirmed. I actually got a ticket, applied for it, and then... I got a message on last night, late at night. I don't know what they're like. You're not going to wait till Monday? 10 p.m. last night. I said, you've been confirmed to work the PFA Awards. So I'll be back hosting on the red carpet. So I should be able to get some tickets. Hopefully, I've got one already spare, but I should try and get another one for the mandem.
Yeah, good to be there.
But it's in Manchester. That's why I had to work it, I'll be honest. I probably wasn't working. Anyway, football talk. This is a football show, apparently. That was a nice little catch up of the weekend, no? I enjoyed that.
Good stuff.
Transfer talk. I mean, on my notes, Lord, I didn't even know this was going on. I half knew it was going on, but I didn't really look at it. I thought it was one of those ITKs that don't really get anything right. Barcola to Liverpool.
Saw that yesterday.
£136 million.
Oh, that is true.
Is how much you're asking.
I saw you talked about it, didn't you? Was it the Barcola transfer?
Yeah, I talked about it on DL Sports.
And you said money's not a thing, right?
I don't know why we even have to speak about it. It's so boring.
But that's a lot of money, though.
No, but Kim.
No, hold on.
No, but I get your argument. Oh, yeah, it's not our money.
But then it's just going to get, it just gets ridiculous.
This is what I mean. It sets a precedent, though.
But also, number one, the precedent's already been set by PSG by a name offer £220 million.
Yeah. We haven't seen any of that heights.
But that cat ain't getting back in the bag. And for me,
I do hear it to an extent. Firstly,
this is private money, which is going to other private money, which is getting taxed on, which is benefiting everyone else in the country. Otherwise, that private money would just be sitting in a bank account or would just be buying a flat in Dubai, buying a big building in Dubai that they can rent out.
It doesn't benefit us at all.
Whereas this way, money's circulating in our economy. It's a good thing.
Is 136 justifiable for Barcola? He's a good player.
It doesn't mean anything. You're in your head, you're looking at those numbers and you're thinking, how much could I buy for 136 million? But it doesn't actually mean anything.
Bro, when a Liverpool fan
it's not being spent
you,
on anything
but,
else.
When it comes to you and Bacola's having a stinker, yeah? And you're bantering in build-ups to your game, you will say, look how much you...
You're going to use that as an argument.
Of course you
will. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
But what I said on DR is, I think at this point now, we just need to stop. We just need to just take players for what they are. Some players are worth more than others. No one's worth what they're worth, are they?
No.
No one's worth what you're
spending. Anderson's not worth 115 million.
No, he's not worth 115 million. But we wanted him. Nottingham Forest put the price. We had to buy him. If we didn't buy him, we wouldn't have him. So it doesn't really make any difference.
Well, you could have bought someone else. For cheaper, arguably better.
But we didn't want to. But we didn't want to.
But why?
Why would we? We want this
player. Does that show your recruitment's not good enough?
No, I think...
Because you're just going for...
No, I think that's not... Our recruitment is absolutely exceptional.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Or is it just spend just the most?
Yeah.
No. Every single... the vast majority of our good players, no one else are in for. We bought Kevin De Bruyne for 50 million. He was called a flop. Turned out to be the greatest ever Premier League midfielder.
Jack Grealish.
Bought Rodri for 60 million. No one else was in for him. Now he's also the best CDM of all time. Jack Grealish bought for 100 million. Was our most important player in our treble winning season.
These fans always say this.
So
he was the most
really
important player.
Sense.
But I just think that's... But you're protecting
doesn't
him.
Make any sense. John Stones, everyone laughs at. Bought him 40
yeah,
million.
Yeah, no, I'll give you.
But where's Jack Grealish now, though?
Doesn't matter where he is now. He's done what he's doing.
But if you're buying a player for over 100 million and then he has one good season, is that okay?
If that season wins you a historic treble, then yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's
But City fans say he contributed more than what I actually think. I think he definitely did,
if you don't think that, you didn't watch it enough. Or you don't know enough about football, and I know you know a lot about
football.
Honestly,
I probably didn't watch
it. So you just didn't watch it enough.
City fans always protect this Jack Grealish signing. I'm like, meh.
It was a good signing. Anyway, back to the point.
Sorry.
Money shouldn't, it just doesn't matter.
I just don't think, I get what you're saying, that it doesn't matter, but 136 million for a guy who doesn't actually have end product, he's just a pacemaker, not a pacemaker, that's harsh. He's a good player. But I just feel like he doesn't bring enough, I don't think he's a rounded enough right now to be worth 136 million.
Who is then? Who's actually been worth, who's been worth?
Kelly is worth 150 million, 200 million.
You reckon?
Yes. He's unbelievable.
Michael Olise.
Yeah, Marco Olise, worth the money. Yeah. 100%.
And then Mbappe. 100%.
He's not in that category.
Who was your most important player in that treble season? Who was the most important player? It wasn't Rodri or Kevin De Bruyne?
I think it was Rodri, Haaland, then Grealish, yeah. No, it was. I mean, Grealish won us the game at the Emirates, where we probably wouldn't have won the league otherwise. Grealish in the Champions League was absolutely ridiculous.
So it was Rodri in that, yeah. And so was, yeah, Rodri was a monster in that.
Yeah, insane.
He did say that, and then he said, Haaland. Okay. Just so I can just make sure I got my stick. Before we carry on, sorry. Again, people, listen, football show, cool. I love you all. Anthony Joshua on the weekend. I don't know if anyone's come. I know you are around that sort of Josh Denzel and following that. You work in sport. You probably watch a little bit, slightly.
I'm a Fury man myself. But yeah.
Are you?
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Ooh. Interesting.
He's a character. He's a character.
He's from where I'm from and all. So.
Is he? Yeah. I was just thinking exactly where he is. I watched his documentary. Yeah, okay, fair.
Is he Morecambe?
Morecambe.
Yeah, exactly where he was. I was trying to work out.
But now he's got Isle of Wight, I think.
Yeah.
He lives in Isle of Wight. Or someone
of the Isle. Wonder if there's any benefits to living in the Isle of Wight.
It's the coastline.
If he hasn't got enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Outrageous. Honestly.
Yeah, but that's one thing. Just quickly, he's a bit of a hypocrite. Have you seen the clips when he's going into like Aldi and he's like, oh, I'm going to spend £1.50 for Nutella. Oh, this is outrageous. And he's making like 100 M's on one fight. Yeah, it's like, come on, bro. Let's not do the whole gimmick of, oh, I'm a working class man. He's lost all his roots, mate. That's what I don't like about it. He's a bit of a hypocrite. But anyway.
And just for first round.
Yeah. Was it two knockdowns?
Two knockdowns and one three was a bit shaky. Yeah. Let me tell you, yeah.
Get a bit shaky.
I can't lie. Going into that fight, I thought, he's back. Like, the way he speaks well all the time, but I felt like this new motivation, obviously, the sad tragedy of what happened with his best mates, I thought it'd be a new level of Anthony Joshua. Like, just in, let's have it, knockout, straight. Bro, in that first 20 seconds when he got the first knockout, I nearly switched off the fight. I had all my mates round. And it was like, one of them said, turn it off. I went, yep. And I went to get off. And then he kind of stumbled, got back up. And then he got knocked down again. I was like, let's just turn it off. Mm. And then my friend walked off. I said, bloody hell, we're big men. We're disinvested in another man getting what the hell is going on?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we watched, obviously, first round. One of my friends actually, who walked out, missed the whole of the end of that round and the start of the next round where he started winning again. But like, just quickly, I just think AJ, I'm nervous for that Fury fight now.
He gets slapped up by Fury.
It's tough, isn't it? Stylistically.
But I thought, I don't know if you guys saw the social media narrative, and was like, it's fixed.
Yeah, I saw
that. Obviously, Pringer in the first round was very loose. He was landing a lot of punches, obviously went for it, obviously got the two knockdowns as well. But then in the second round, he was very reserved, didn't really land anything, didn't even throw any punches. But everyone's saying that it's a fix. Like, come on, let's just be realistic here, right? First round, he's dominated, essentially, Joshua. Yeah. Second round, Joshua's come out, he's landed a few. And I think once you feel that power,
that's
when Pringer backs off and he's like, I'm in a real fight right
to
now.
To be fair, though,
and he's landed, mate, the knockout as
well. A lot of people are saying it's fixed, though.
Me and you know the same person because I used to spar with him sometimes at Islington Boxing Gym.
Jordan Graham.
You did the video with. He's obviously had like 300 fights.
Yeah, yeah.
He has, on the record, I'm pretty sure he told you, he's definitely told me that he's been paid many, many times to lose.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but in fight,
it's rife. But I just don't think in this situation it's true.
Because it's mid-fight. I don't know. It's not like, people are saying when the bell went, he's been told in his corner or something. I don't know. I think there's
a strategy for these fighters where you want to give the bigger fighter, because it benefits everyone. It benefits Anthony Joshua to win, so then he can fight Fury and they can make a lot of money. It makes sense, right? And money, we know, corrupts a lot of people. I know from what Jordan has said that they have plans in there where the first couple of rounds, you test them.
Yeah.
So they actually get a proper test, and then you sort of ease off a little bit so that they can eventually win.
But
the
only, the argument against that is, though, Pringer is not a journeyman. He's a 20-0. He's a 20-0. I think he's had 20 knockouts.
Yeah.
Like, I just genuinely think what happened was, first round, he's had an unbelievable round. And then on the second round, he's felt the punches and he's like, oh, wow, I'm in it here. And then, to be fair, Joshua lands one on his chin, knocks him out cold. And it's it's a puncher's chance. Like, I just feel like the whole narrative, it was a fix, in my opinion. It's just ridiculous.
Crazy.
But I can understand why, because of how the first round went, and then the second round he just doesn't land any punch, or he doesn't even throw any punches. I can see why, as a fan, you're like, what's going on here?
First round, the AJ got knocked out. It didn't look like, well, I know, listen, I'm not in the ring, but the uppercut that he hit him with didn't look hard at all. And AJ's legs are gone.
I think his chin's not,
I think it's going to be over quite quickly, the Fury fight.
Do you?
Yeah, I think Fury's just, I think Fury,
I'm a bit worried about that.
I think Fury's already at his best. He's a million times better than AJ.
Did I not watch his fight in Thailand?
Whack, I can't remember how you pronounce it. In Thailand, he didn't look great. Yeah, but again,
he never does until it actually matters.
Until it matters, that is very true. He's got the elite mentality.
And to be fair, he's just a much better fighter. He is just a much better fighter.
Hold on, we don't know yet.
No. I mean, whatever happens in this one doesn't really tell us, because it should have happened 10 years ago. He's just a much better fighter.
Technically, he's had a great
career. We should have seen it 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Back to football. Sorry, it's a Monday and I'm just enjoying
conversation.
Yeah, I'm all over the place today. Let's talk about Rodri to Madrid. Madrid, I saw a title of someone saying Madrid are just controlling the transfer window this season. It's literally, they're controlling
every season though, right? They are the top of the food chain. If Real Madrid come calling, you go. Simple as that. If Rodri gets a call from Real Madrid saying, do you want to come? He's going to go.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Every player in the world.
Has Rodri past his best then?
No.
I think he's probably at his best. I don't think he'll get better. I don't think it's that.
This is a genuine question. Obviously, as a Man City fan, when he got his, was it his ACL?
Yeah.
Yeah. When that happened, were you fearful that he was never going to return to the old Rodri?
Yeah, I mean, only this World Cup is when I've thought he's actually got back to the same. Even when he came back after his ACL, he didn't look the same. Mm. I think maybe his third game was against Bodo Glimt, where he got sent off by pulling someone back for a second yellow because he just couldn't keep up with the pace. And that's Bodo Glimt, with all due respect. So I did think maybe he's not going to be at that level. I'm a bit frustrated at the way he's gone about it. Like, we've stuck at you for a year and a half and you've had an ACL injury. Mm. Real Madrid are the club who didn't even respect you enough to go to your Ballon d'Or presentation.
True, yeah. With the whole Vinny stuff, I forgot about that.
Said that you weren't the best player. You've also played for Atletico Madrid and gone on about how much you loved it there. Gone on about how much you love City. You are a natural replacement to be our next captain. You've got 1 year left on your contract and you're moving a bit mad. Like, it leaves a bit of a bad taste in your mouth. But I mean,
that's good context, by the way. But, bloody hell.
But everyone goes to Real Madrid. Trent Alexander-Arnold lived in Liverpool his whole life, is a Scouser, and still couldn't turn down the allure of Madrid.
Was it fair the way Liverpool fans treated him or not, in your opinion?
No, probably not. Honestly, like, even I think, right, my dream, my only dream in life, I would give up everything, is to play for like 30 minutes for City. But I think if I'd played like two or three seasons at City and Madrid came in, even me as like a diehard City fan, I would look at it.
I think Real Madrid and Barcelona are the pinnacle.
Yeah, you would just have
to. I think
they
are. They are.
So it's like,
respectfully, it's not Arsenal. So
understand the draw. You've also just won. You've also just won the World Cup with Spain. So there's that kind of like.
And he's done it all in England, right?
All in England. He's done it all in England. He's won the Ballon d'Or. He's been a proper legend for us. Like, on the pitch, he's done everything. So I wouldn't.
He's won every trophy available, right?
Yeah, he's won every trophy in his career. He's won every single trophy available. So I wouldn't begrudge him. He's done great.
Oh, Sugar World Cup. Euros.
But we are fucked without
every
Ballon d'Or.
English domestic.
Yeah, Ballon d'Or.
Ballon
d'Or. Euros player of the tournament.
Conference,
World Cup
conference.
Player of the
he
tournament.
He could be up there with one of the most decorated, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
Conference League trophy. Yeah, not that. No.
He's the best in his position of all time.
No, 100%.
Comfortably.
In the World Cup, he was an sensational, absolute monster. Greatest, beast. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, fair. And like I said, I thought he would be.
If he stays and links up with Elliot Anderson, I think we've got a very good chance of winning the Premier League. I think without him, I just don't see who we get to replace him.
Yeah, it's a tough
I get that Anderson will be there. We're looking at that Boyardi, but he's 18. He might not even stay. He might go back on loan. So it's just like.
Look at him as well. Mm. He was linked to Arsenal one stage as well.
Who's that again?
That Boyardi.
Boyardi. Yeah, he was balling out of the World Cup as well. Yeah. Unbelievable.
He was. All right, we'll come back to more transfer talk straight after the break. And we'll get into some more talks, conversations, of course, with Kim and Maz.
VAR, you serious? With Cecil G. Thomas.
Xhaka. Not leaving Sunderland, we've got down here. Mm. I mean, he was linked to Chelsea.
Supposed to be going to Chelsea.
I think it's 8 million there, obviously. This was early in the window, to be fair. Actually, for me, was good. Would have been a good signing, good business. And then they went out and spent 116 on Morgan Rodgers. Xhaka not
What do you think about that Rodgers one, by the way?
Again, a lot of money. I know you don't want to talk about that, the money aspect of it. I think he's a really good player. I thought the World Cup, he actually had a few moments where he actually showed
good,
his.
Wasn't
he? Yeah, and also I think for Villa, he was unbelievable for Villa. So I don't know. I question anyone going to Chelsea. For me, Chelsea just feels like such a.
It's where you die.
It's such a problematic club at every level. And I just feel like, obviously, Xabi Alonso now going in there, so you've got a new manager. Is anything going to change, really, with like the hierarchy they've got there? I just feel like Chelsea, for me, if I was a player, I would stay well away from Chelsea.
Yeah,
so from a Morgan Rodgers perspective, I think it's the wrong move for him. For Chelsea, I think they've signed a really good player. So I'll be really interested to see how. And where does he play? Mm. Is he going to play in the 10? Is he going to play out on the left wing? Where will he fit into
Chelsea system?
In Alonso, there's two sort of inside forwards behind the striker. Yeah.
That's where he'll fit. Which I think he could. Yeah, I think he's a really good player. Again, I just question marks over the price and also the fact he's gone to Chelsea in itself.
Chelsea are going to be a problem this year.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think with Xabi Alonso, yeah.
But I think this season they'll have a transitionary. I think they'll sort of bed in. Maybe they'll get top four finish, but I can't see them. What, you think they'll challenge for the title?
I think if they get a striker, then they've got, Morgan Rodgers and Cole Palmer behind the striker. That's pretty good.
But even defensively, though, have they? Levi Cole was good.
I like Levi Cole. They're not looking at strikers. They've got Liam Delap. They've got Nicholas Jackson coming back. I know these aren't great, but Nicholas Jackson coming back. They've got João Pedro. Every time I speak to Chelsea fans, I'm like, you're right. I think they need an elite striker, but there's not many. Yeah.
And who do they go for?
He's the only one, really.
Apparently, I don't know if it was fake news or not, but I swear he went on like a live Instagram just ripping, is he at Galatasaray?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's ripping into the Galatasaray saying like they haven't paid him for 3 weeks and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, so if he's not in a right mind space.
That does happen. I mean, yeah, I don't know, the Morgan Rogers, obviously, I actually, again, talking about PFA, was I interviewed him last year. He got young PFA player of the year, was a really nice lad. I felt like I connected with him and all that. And he goes, he snubs Arsenal and goes to Chelsea. But, and it says, going to the biggest club in London, which is clear. I don't even need to justify.
They're going to say that though, aren't they? They're not going to go, I've gone to the smallest club in London. It's all part of the
I've just signed for Chelsea.
Well, they're going to want to do that, aren't they?
I know, they're rattling a little bit.
Yeah, Elliot Anderson calling City the Kings of Manchester in his first interview. It just works.
Is that what he did?
It just works because it just means.
I mean, you are.
The fans. It just means that the fans are now massively on side. It's an easy win.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know why more of them don't do it.
Straight away,
just be like, what game are you looking forward to the most? The derby, I want to smash him.
100%. Oh, right.
The fans instantly love you.
Facts. Yeah, it does, but it kind of.
But then it brings a bit more pressure, right?
Facts.
Because then you're going to have a lot of hate towards you on the, say, derby day. Everyone's going to be absolutely gunning for you.
And also,
have a target on your back.
But yeah, have a target on your back. And also, I mean, depends how you want to be. Aubameyang went to Chelsea and said, it's nothing personal and all that. And it rattled the Arsenal fan base. But he still sees himself as an Arsenal fan, like he loves Arsenal. It's like you killed yourself a little bit. Not for me. I love Aubameyang. I was close to him as well when he was at the club. But like for a lot of fans, they don't like that he did that move and the way he went about it. But hey,
I really have a negative relationship with Chelsea. Really, you lot. No, you've never really been in a title race against them. You're always selling.
I have a negative.
You got Neto on the last day of the transfer window.
Nah, piss off. There's only
we're going in for him as well.
Are you?
Interesting. Wow. I think he's a terrible player.
I have an issue with Chelsea because of just my upbringing. It's kind of their back in the day, their ethos as well, and some of the history of Chelsea. But also the fact that, in my time I was growing up, they were winning.
Was it a certain train, was it?
So that sort of stuff behind it. That sort of. Oh, lovely. Straight on to Arsenal and Vinicius Junior.
I don't know why you're dancing.
It's just never going to happen.
Never.
I actually just got sent. This is from Sammy Mockbell, BBC. BBC Sport understands Arteta has become so smitten, I can't believe they've written this, with the notion of signing Vinicius, that he is viewed internally as the club's number one target.
Yeah, obviously, of course he is. Vinicius Jr.
That's the most obvious statement ever.
Well, everything's kind of...
Mbappe's our number one target. So that means we're going to get him, is it?
Yeah.
Well,
I really like Margot Robbie. Does that mean I'm going to get
her? I mean, no chance. Do I, to be fair. But obviously, they said everything's confirmed, apparently, bar the obviously...
Is it though?
It's everything, but obviously it's Real Madrid again are dictating how this works. If they give him what he wants, which I'm assuming must be a load. He must be trying to be on par with Mbappe. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And Real Madrid are kind of refusing to kind of give him that sort of contract. So yeah, of course he might be using it as a bargaining chip to get what he wants. But also, I think realistically, it is a realistic deal. If Real Madrid don't give him what he wants, it's not the natural place to go, but I think with all these things that's been said and now the links and I think online's gone rife. It shows how big, sorry Kim, Man City fan, the club is, as in Arsenal and Vinicius Jr. himself, because I've seen every rival fan do a video about it. I've seen every social media page. If you're not supporting Arsenal, if you ask one, oh no, Vinny's, it's ridiculous. It's actually ridiculous. But it gets clicks.
He's elite. He is elite. And I feel like if you were to sign him, which I don't think you will, I think he is arguably one of the... Is he the best left winger in the world?
He probably
is. And he's a superstar as well. And I feel like you are lacking a superstar.
Mm. Yeah, there's been a big debate about Bukayo Saka and how that would be if Vinny just turns off. And
it's crazy, isn't it, that Bukayo Saka is considered a superstar?
I mean, yeah.
I think that's outrageous.
It's just insane.
Oh, like, boys, don't do that.
You like
he's
him.
Not that level.
No, he's
level.
Not. He's not even world class. He's just a decent player. He's just a good winger. That's it.
I agree.
It's so embarrassing.
I agree.
We do this all the time, every time we do this show.
But I'll tell you the truth. Vinny, there's 0% chance he's coming to Arsenal.
It's not as it. No, put zero, your money in your mouth, talks.
I do, okay, £100.
£100?
£100, he's not going to come to Arsenal.
Wow.
Yeah, easy.
£100.
That's the easiest 100 you'll ever make.
Of course,
that.
And I'll tell you why. Number one, he's not going to leave Real Madrid, okay? Number two, if he does leave Real Madrid.
He doesn't want to leave Real Madrid.
If he is going to leave Real Madrid, you know his personality, you know his character. You really think he's going to risk playing in the Premier League? No way on earth. He knows it's too physical for him. He knows he wouldn't score as much. He knows that he'll go to PSG if he goes anywhere. And if he was going to go anywhere in the Premier League, he'd probably go to Chelsea over Arsenal.
He's coming to Arsenal.
There's absolutely no chance.
Based on what?
On the fact that Mockbell says Arteta likes him.
Yeah, he's smitten. Based on Arteta being smitten on him.
Our fan base is smitten. I'm smitten. And he can feel it. I went on his post recently, his most recent post, and it's just filled with Arsenal fans.
By the way, just quickly, it's wild that he got that facial reconstruction. Isn't it?
Yeah,
that
what the wild. Hell?
He looks like a completely different person.
Brazilians always get work done.
They do. Yeah.
They're always
usually like, in different areas.
Just sitting on the beach in Rio. You just admire the work. You can admire the
you
work.
You admire the
in
work.
That copper, yeah. Copper cabana. Keeps us there, like. Yes.
It's
true.
Just admiring the work.
Yeah. Admiring the work. Respectfully, of course. Yeah, from a scientific respect. Point of view, yeah.
Respect.
From a respective point of view, we are admiring the work of the Brazilians. Yeah, that
looks completely different.
Yeah. Did he need it?
No, but he got to be fair, he got dogs abuse on socials, and I think over time, not to say he's sat there on Twitter, scrolling
abuse. He got abuse for his chin.
Oh no, for his looks. Oh, he used to get dogs abuse. Yeah,
he's, I think that's fair. Unconventional.
To be perfectly frank, obviously, I don't think any kind of like levels of abuse. I feel like you need to just God gave you what God gave you, right? But at the same time. He does. I think he does look better for it. So respect. As long as he's happy with how he looks, who are we to judge?
Also, I have absolutely no judgment. If you're a multi millionaire and you want to do a surgery that'll make you feel more 100%. Confident, just do
exactly.
It.
Exactly. If you're insecure about something, change it. 100%. You got the money.
I think sometimes there's a problem when people get a little bit too addicted to like plastic surgery and they're just doing it too much, and it's like
I agree. Yeah.
Katie Price, for example.
Yes.
You're just looking at it and you're like, I don't think that is making you happy.
100%.
Kim has a wild story about Katie Price.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, she showed me a knockers.
Yeah. How? Why? When?
I was filming it for a shoot.
It's the best story.
I was filming it for a shoot for BBC. Yeah. They were doing this series with...
Sorry, with the BBC and she's got a knockers.
They were doing this series with a certain presenter who's not at Radio 2 anymore.
Okay.
And they were, it was interviews on a spin bike, basically. They were just like spinning on a spin bike. And Katie Price was there and she just had a new boobs done. And she was like, oh, they're really, really hurting, so I can't ride that fast. And she's like, do you want to see him? And then just showed him to the room.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know how to react to that.
He said it on air. I went, okay, well.
It's quite a good claim to fame because I reckon they are probably the most famous boobs in the country.
They are.
And he always follows it with that.
That is true, to be fair. It's got a point.
Yeah.
It's got 2 points.
Apart from the Tories. Hey, a little bit of politics in there. Most famous boobs in the country.
Oh, I like that. We'll take it.
Political banter.
Absolutely. Quality.
Political banter. Is it? This is VAR, are you serious? On Football Radio.
We are not serious.
We're definitely not. It's a good Monday, though. Back to the footballs. Spurs are in for your boy, Savinho, then.
Please. Please have him.
Do you know what really pissed
me? Is he that bad? Do you know what really angered me?
Yeah, with Savinho, I'll never forget it. When Palace played you in the FA Cup final, him and Doku were arguably the worst performance ever. I actually really like Doku now. I think he's come on leaps and bounces then. But Savinho, generally on that day, was one of the worst players I've ever seen on a football pitch. Also, they cheated. We won't go down into that dark hole.
Savinho cheated?
No. Sorry, Palace. To win that game. Yeah, Dean Henderson just clattered Haaland.
That was crazy, by the way. That was crazy. Yeah. And that's when people always go on about City getting good luck. It's like, really?
You got shagged in that game. And obviously, as a Brighton fan, that hurt me a lot because they won their first trophy.
So Savinho, I would
honestly say... But he was shocking.
I've spent a lot of my life watching City.
He was good against us when he first arrived.
I will tell you, I've spent all of my life watching City. I've seen some pretty bad players come through the door.
Don't you? He's
not. He is, since the takeover, since 2008, I think he's the worst player I've ever had. He's absolutely abhorrent. He's impossible to watch. He's impossible to watch.
I don't rate him at all.
I would pay my own personal money. That £100 that you've sent me.
Yeah. I will be sending it to me.
I will use that for petrol money to drive him to Spurs myself.
Would you say this to him if you saw him, do you think? No.
Nah, that's from Sam Assure.
I said this.
I'm a little weasel, that's why.
I said this to Matisse, because Matisse was going in on our group chat about Garnacho. I said, if you saw him, would you say this? He was like, he said, I would never see him. And if I did, yeah. I probably would. I said, okay, fair. I'm just trouble checking. But he was but that's funny.
We ain't got the minerals, have we?
No, but we
say all this in the comfort of our own space. But
Savinho called us a bit of a headache when we played
I think he's bang average. I don't think he's...
That is where we can talk about money. 60 million for a player of that quality is absolutely insane. Give me 5 pints, I'm better than him. That's my new 5 pint rule.
Yeah.
I did it with George Best, and I'm doing it with Savinho.
By the way, have you heard his George Best opinion?
No, it's not. I don't even really believe it. I just know it gets clicks.
Go on.
Was he
that good?
I don't think he was that good.
He reckons like he was like a pub player.
He's
like a pub player.
I'm looking at the pictures. I'm just thinking, like, have you actually
No, I haven't. I need to look
at the highlights and look at the defenders. Like, the defending is impossible.
I saw clips yesterday of Eusebio back in the 60-something World Cup or whatever. Mate, he was a baller.
Yeah.
And I get you can argue, like, the conditions.
No, there were some good ballers back there.
But his technique was outrageous. The way he struck the ball was just like, you could survive in today's game, I think.
It's mad, though. Sometimes I watch back Premier League years and I think, fucking hell, some of this football is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm like, bloody hell. Things definitely move on. All right, we're going to go to another break, and when we come back, we do an honesty box with Maz, which hopefully means we don't have to get involved, but we probably do.
No, we don't.
VAR, you serious? With Cecil G. Thomas.
Hold on a minute. Kim just said before that, no, we don't.
Wait, what's going on? What's this honesty box you've thrown at me?
Stitched up, sorry.
Yeah, I've been absolutely... is this honesty box, bro? What's going on here?
I'm not getting involved. We've done it enough.
So many
we've
times,
got a guest on.
What is this? Like, the deepest, darkest secrets unveiled?
So
or what?
Facts.
Basically, we're going to ask you 3 questions.
All right.
You have to answer them honestly. Mm. If you don't answer them honestly, there is a forfeit. That forfeit is usually an Instagram story, which we will post on your account that you cannot react to for an hour.
Okay, yeah.
And it can say anything.
But not work, what? Like, work related. Like, I can't shag my relationships with work or anything.
Oh, what? The story?
Yeah, yeah.
You've had a bad one.
We've had worse.
Okay.
I don't
feel about this, but okay, let's go.
Honestly,
I'm up for it.
A truthful guy. You don't really
I'll say how it is.
So you're freestyling questions. One each. Well, and then you do the last one. I'll think of one. I already know what you're going to ask.
Kim's a ruthless guy. No, bro, so I don't know.
We've had some serious, scary questions.
Kim's a serious guy.
We've had some dark ones. Go on.
I don't know how I feel about this, but
who in our industry do you think is in a position they don't deserve to be in?
Wow. Wow. No, this is deep. This is so deep. I have an answer, but I can't. You know, industry's crazy. Because you can't be throwing people we work with under the bus or potentially will work with in the future.
I'll bleep it out.
No, yeah. You won't.
I don't trust you. It won't go anywhere.
No. No, I have an answer, but I can't. I'll tell you off air.
Say me.
No. Yeah. As a cop out, Cecil, yeah.
Because I don't want him to get a forfeit. I feel bad. The forfeits are deep.
We also haven't prepared him for this.
Yeah,
this is mouthed to us.
Yeah, they can't see it. They can't see it.
I promise you, we won't clip this on.
You have to mouth it, though.
Swear down.
Yeah,
I swear down.
You're not gonna do me dirty.
I think I know who it is. Yeah, 100%.
Facts.
Fun enough, I'll speak about a person this weekend, and yeah, there's a reason for.
Yeah, we all know what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Sure,
I mean, hopefully no one's going to know, but yeah.
No, they won't.
I'll zoom in on the lip reading. No, the worst thing
is because I'll bump into them.
You will.
I bumped into them loads already.
And they're nice.
They are.
Yeah, but I agree.
I just don't agree that. Yeah,
yeah I agree.
Facts.
Come on, Cecil, what have you got?
I haven't thought one yet. That is a strong start. I knew he was going to answer
that. I like that one.
You always, yeah.
Because you asked me that one. That was the first question you asked me.
Yeah. If there was someone I proper hated in the industry, I'd probably just be like, but because they're actually a nice person, I didn't want to bait him out.
Yeah.
If they were a dickhead, sorry.
No, he can.
Yeah, if you were a twat, I would have.
Yeah, you would have thrown him under the bus.
Yeah, thrown him under the bus. Yeah.
You've done the worst person you've worked with before.
I remember you've done all those.
Yeah, we've done all those.
I don't mind. Yeah, talking about talent and stuff. I work with. Yeah,
you've done that. Yeah, but that's standard.
Why don't you throw it back to Kim and then you can have the third?
No, I know. I know what to ask him, but because you asked me, I hate it.
Do it.
He's gonna answer. He might. Oh, it's such a bad question.
Running out of time.
Sorry. Okay. Oh, I hate sex. Sorry, because it's cringy for me.
Go on.
What's the most you've made on one shoot?
Most I've made on a shoot.
Yeah. What's the highest gig you've had? It's an awful question.
Yeah, it's a terrible question.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's a terrible question.
Such a horrible question.
I hated when you
I'm tempted to answer it just for like transparency and like for people to this is not like a brag or anything, but it's like to see like the sort of levels you can reach to in this game. I think it's good. One deal, probably. I think it's like 8,000.
Yeah.
For what was the deliverables?
It's like a one day shoot.
That is nuts, isn't it?
Buddy. good money. That's very good money.
But that's just, again, just to be very transparent, that's like
one in a million.
Yeah, one in a million. Yeah, yeah. That's not like I'm getting that every week or every month. Do you know what I mean? I wish I was. But yeah, generally, yeah, that's just a one-off.
Mine changed. Mine's hit recently. It's that basically crazy. That's a lot though, 8 for fucking one day.
But again, that was very, and also just to add as well, just for context purpose as well, I had to edit that as well. So that's editing fee, not just presenting. So I presented it and edited it.
Yeah, okay.
So that does actually make it way more, yeah.
No.
Incredible money. I'm very grateful. I'm very blessed to be able to make that kind of money. But yeah, just for context as well. Ooh, just for editing and presenting.
Fair.
That's pretty good. Good stuff.
God, dark. Kim's
awful. Kim's dark.
Kim's
mine.
That was dark.
That was dark. Yeah. That was his question. He asked me.
I've answered
him.
He's a nosy bugger, isn't he?
He asked it.
I only answered that for transparency, and hopefully that inspires, like, if any content creators are listening to this, want to get into the game. There's money to be made. There's money, and there's enough money. Everyone can eat. That's what I want. That's the point I want to make.
We preach this. I've been
100%. Everyone can eat.
I'm team everyone.
Yeah, 100%.
He's the best out of anyone I've ever met. This, by the way,
I'm team everyone, bro.
Because I think there are a lot of people in the industry who are
100%.
There are a lot of ladder
and pillars. I hate that so much.
It's there everywhere.
Everyone can eat. We can all have success. Yeah. There's no point of trying to gatekeep and trying to keep people out. Like, just 100%.
It's funny. So just quick, mine was 10.
Yeah.
But that was the whole month. That was doing the World Cup 4 years ago.
Mm.
And yeah, that was a whole month. So that was so that's why that's really good. But yeah, recently it's been mad. It's good.
Yeah. It's good.
World Cup spirit and Arsenal. But yeah,
World Cup spirit. It's been good.
It's been mad.
Mm. It's been good.
Go on. You got last one.
I can't even think.
I was gonna do a fun one. Like,
go on then.
I was gonna say, when was the last time you shit yourself?
Yeah, when was the last time
you shit myself?
What was the story?
Last time I shit myself.
The only reason why, because obviously the situation. Yeah.
No, do you know what? I've had like close calls where like I've gone to fart and then. It's developed into a shart.
Yes. Yeah.
But no, thankfully I haven't shat myself.
Good.
Ever.
Oh, yeah. So back at, I think it was back in school or something.
Yeah.
Standard. Although there was one time I remember, this is actually not me, but I remember, and it's not shitting actually, it's just pissing. But basically we're in school, I think it was like year five or something.
Yeah.
Our mate, this guy who was in our class, he was like desperate. He's like, sir, I really need to go. And this guy was like, a terrible teacher. He was like, no, like, you gotta wait till end of class, rah. And he was like, so I swear. Mate, he just pissed himself on the seat.
Did he?
In front of all of us.
I think that's such a flex. I think that's class.
Yeah, I read that.
That's like a big middle finger to the teacher.
No, but bro, he was crying. He was like, this is so embarrassing.
Okay. He shouldn't be crying. If he's crying, then.
I thought
you meant he stood there doing the Jude Bellingham just pissing down his leg. But he won't let me go.
He just sat in the seat in his own piss, crying, going, sir, why?
Oh, he cried as
well. Yeah, he was like, sir, why did, he was embarrassed. He was like, why didn't you let me go for a piss? And he's like, well, you should have waited. And he just sat in his own piss, crying, going, sir, you didn't let me go for a piss.
And what did the teacher say after that?
He was like, I think he felt a little bit of remorse, like an inkling, and was like, go get yourself cleaned up.
Wow. That's savage.
What? What, I think it's
borderline. I think that's borderline child abuse, really.
Yeah, I think that's bang on. Yeah,
looking back now in hindsight, at the time I was like,
pissy pants.
Literally got called like names for like the 1 year on.
Savage.
But obviously looking back now,
yeah, that's mad.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I'd have my parents in there.
No, 100%. Yeah, that's a case right there.
Facts.
That's a legal case right there.
Facts. Oh, well, that was honesty.
That was one of the most wildest episodes I think I've ever been part of. But
All right, well, man, that was honesty box, and now. As if the show couldn't get any more difficult, Kim is going to test our ball knowledge, I guess.
This is the least original idea I've ever come up with.
What, a quiz?
Yeah, we'll just all play against each other. You two.
Wait,
on
you know the
two.
Answers?
No, hold on.
Oh, all right.
You said it says hand over to Kim.
Do you know what's a normal thing to do as a 30-year-old adult is to actually just not let someone explain themselves and then have opinions on it?
Yeah, well, fact.
No, that's a normal thing to
just
do.
Just to clarify, he's 25.
So, can I explain?
You want to explain now?
Yeah, is that okay? And then we can go on with it.
And then we can go at Kim.
But I'm the host. No, I'm joking. You want to go, right. Joking. Go.
We're all going to play.
Right.
You two on the count of three. It's done before. You're going to name a club.
Okay, yeah.
You're going to name a club.
Yeah, easy.
First
light
person
work.
To say
yeah, light work. Yeah,
a player who's played for both of them.
Yeah, easy.
Right, well, just
first
to let
three.
Everyone know, I've lost. Right? I hate this. I thought we were going to do an Arsenal quiz.
No, why would we do Arsenal? How would that make any sense?
Because I can win.
So how are you getting involved?
Well, we'll all answer.
Oh, okay.
We'll all answer. First one.
But we say the clubs.
Yeah.
Okay.
First one to answer. Wins.
All right.
First of three.
Okay, cool.
Three, two.
Oh, my God.
One.
Real PSG. Madrid.
Ronaldinho. No.
What?
Barcelona.
PSG,
Real
Madrid, PSG.
Oh my god.
Messi. No, not Messi.
Sergio Ramos.
That is outrageous. That is so bad. Why did I say Messi?
That is terrible.
That's actually embarrassing.
Right.
I'm usually good at this as well. This actually, if I don't win this, I'm going to be fuming. Right. I'm
terrible at this. Wait, we're going again, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. Three,
two. One
Chelsea.
Brighton.
Sanchez. 1-1-0.
Come on.
Who's
you
say?
Sanchez.
No, but who's what club did you say?
Oh, Brighton.
Yeah, Jao Pedro. Yeah. Right. Flip.
That's class.
I was half a second off.
I won't go that way. Yeah, I won't go that way.
Three,
two, one. Aston Villa.
No, you just said England. No. And Rodgers didn't play for them either anymore, so you can't have that.
Yeah, no, he played for England and Van Villa.
He played for both, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. But you can't have England.
Ramos is not for
England. But you can't have England. You can't have England.
Sure.
No, we can't have England.
We should have got a point now.
No, we can't have England. Come on, play this properly.
No, because
that's a good club. You never do anything properly.
By the way, that's a good club as well.
Good, that was a good club.
All right, ready? I've got a good one. Ready?
Two, one.
Arsenal.
I'll give you Cecil. 1-1-1.
Okay,
right, three. Oh, actually, you're playing as well. Make it serious. So I'm kind of just.
Yeah, yeah, 1-1-1. Right, three.
Yeah,
trip,
yeah.
Two.
Sugar.
Wait, give me 2 seconds. Sorry, give me. Yeah, I need to get in my bag. All right, ready? Three, two, one. Burnley.
Manchester United. Hannibal.
Fair play.
Oh, Heaton was a good one.
2-1-1.
Heaton was a good one. Come on, man. Was it first of three?
First three.
Oh, no.
Who's on two?
He is.
How?
He got Ramos and Hannibal.
Three.
Wait. Okay, wait. Hold on. Let me just get a club quickly. Let me go outside. Okay, get rid of it. Okay,
three, two, one.
Dortmund.
Dembele.
Dembele, yeah, fair play. I'm cooking.
Right, there we go.
Lape, man. I'm usually good.
And also, by the way, harder for me because I didn't know either of the clubs, whereas one of you had a club in your mind already.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, next game. You're going to name two random players. We're going to have to try and get them from their teammates in as little steps as possible. So ideally, there'll be one player. So for example,
that links them.
Yeah, who's played with both of them.
Okay, all right. Let's just play and we'll get the hang of it.
I have no idea.
All right, ready? I'm going to say a name.
You are.
I'm bad at.
You're quite hard at understanding simple things, aren't you? I've realised that.
Facts.
Oh, really?
When you're 30, you'll get better.
Okay, I'm going to say a name. Ready? And you're going to say a name as well, right?
Yeah, go on.
All right, three, two, one. Santi Cazorla.
So now I've got to think.
Oh no, what? Cecil! How do you not understand?
you say a name as well.
Have to say a name, and you've got to link them by another player.
Got to link them by another player.
But you can't now. I've said the name. You can't because you know now.
I still don't have a clue.
Right, should we play it?
We'll play it.
Yeah.
You can count us in then.
Yeah. Wait. Let me think of another player.
You know how to count, right? 3, 2, 1.
I was thinking like, I don't know what this game is. Is this a popular game on socials and stuff? I've never seen.
We'll just do it like normal people.
3, 2, 1.
Mikel Arteta.
I couldn't say a name.
How convenient. Is it hard to think of a name now, Kim, is it?
Oh, it's my last appearance.
Big 30-year-old and you can't even think of a name.
He's got you to write.
It's cheeky, isn't he?
That is cheeky.
He's a little bastard. Sorry, there's kids in the studio.
Yeah.
That was the worst game ever. I might cut that out. Or I might leave it in.
Who knows?
That was carnage.
It was up to me.
I'll be honest. This VAR you see started strong, though. It was hilarious at the start.
It was great stuff. It went downhill. Downhill. I think one of my favourite shows.
Yeah, same. We spoke about pooping ourselves. We spoke about films. We spoke about.
It went everywhere.
The transfers.
We literally went everywhere. We went bing, bong, bing, bong, bing.
Yeah. That's what I think a good show.
And now we're here.
Agreed.
Right. Well,
I had a great time.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, boys. I had a great time.
Please come back.
I will. I'm available. Free agent, mate.
Yeah, that's true. We need to bring talk to me.
Talk to me. Terry Tibbs.
Big up, Maz. Big up, Kim.
Love, boys.
Thank you to all that listened. It's been this amazing, funny, random VAR You Serious brought to you by FUBAR Radio. I'm Cecil G. That's Kim Kafari. Qatari.
Oh, my days. That's actually... It's a little bit,
and Mass.
I think he's rage baiting you.
Mass. Mirrors are there.
Yes! Let's go, baby. At least, like, first time he got my... He's been with you how long? 8 months?
Love you all. The show. Take care. Bye.
VAR You Serious? With Cecil G. Thomas.